Hey, what's up, everybody? AJ here, here to break down the main event between Anthony Smith and Glover Teixeira. Awesome main event here. It's awesome to be back in the swing of things. UFC had a card on May 9th. Now we've got a card on May 13th here and a card on May 16th. So we've got UFC events just flying all over the place. Well, not really. They're solidified. They're intact. But, it feels nice, right? We've got events, close in time. And it's just really awesome to have this awesome sport back up and running, this awesome promotion. And just really excited to be talking about this main event here. These two gentlemen have both fought for the belts. They both are ranked fighters in the weight class. They're both longtime veterans of the sport. They both have a long resume of names on their fight record, and really interesting to see them match off here. Each gentleman has fought in several main events prior to this one, so neither guy is going to be unfamiliar with the circumstance of being in a main event, fighting a fellow ranked fighter in this weight class. So it makes for an interesting stylistic matchup. And also just because they both are fighters who in recent fights have had to overcome some adversity. They've kind of started slow, but for different reasons. Glover Teixeira, obviously Glover's a longtime veteran of the sport. From a technical level, Glover's, got everything intact, but it's just he's at a stage in his career where he's, taken more damage, and he's only been finished via strikes three times, but he has been hurt recent fights, and that's what I was referring to, the adversity. Against Carl Roberson, for instance, he was going for a takedown. Roberson hit him with several hard elbows and was hurt badly there and almost finished, but then he rallied back and very impressively in the same round came back and actually submitted Roberson. And even against Iwan Kudalaba, was struggling in that fight early on in terms of the striking exchanges. Was even hurt at one point, but then Iwan got tired and Glover got top position on the ground and was able to submit him. And then even in the Nikita Krylov fight, was struggling in some of the grappling exchanges, had his back taken at one point, and was threatened with a rear naked choke. That was a bit concerning considering he was the superior grappler in the matchup. But he still rallied back and found a way to win that matchup. So Glover is on a 3-fight winning streak, and Anthony Smith is coming off a very impressive win against Alexander Gustafsson. Smith's, the reason why Smith kind of starts slow, it's different from Teixeira's because Smith hasn't really been getting hurt early in fights. He's got hurt early in some, like against Hector Lombard, and he rallied back and won, but it's mainly just the lack of game planning. He's even said in his post-fight interview after defeating Volkan Ozdemir that he just doesn't fight to the game plan, and it shows in his fights. That's why he's losing fights, and then he comes back and wins. It's because he's not a great round winner. He's not fighting with a good game plan, but he is a threatening finisher both in the striking exchanges and on the ground, similar to Teixeira. And so that's why, and in addition to that, Smith's also very tough and durable. So he's able to, basically weather the storm in a lot of these fights, come back and be a threat in the later rounds. We saw that against Alexander Gustafsson most recently. He was losing that fight, but then it was a scrambling situation. He was able to take Gustafsson's back and get the rear naked choke. So very impressive there, even against Volkan Ozdemir. He was losing that fight convincingly, but then Ozdemir got tired. Lionheart is his nickname, Lionheart Smith. Showcased that toughness, that durability, that cardio. He was able to rally back and get a rear naked choke there against a dangerous Volkan Ozdemir. So they both have shown this tendency to kind of, weather the storm and, overcome adversity in fights, and it's for different reasons. And so in general, it's always, from a handicapping perspective, I would just like to say it's kind of difficult to trust a bet in a fighter where you think that, they're early on in the fight, they're going to have some trouble. And, one fighter in this fight is going to have more success than, say, the other fighter, no doubt about it. But that said, it's still kind of tough as to which fighter that will be. I even pointed it out in my last breakdown, Justin Gaethje versus Tony Ferguson. I was confident that Gaethje would have the success early in that fight, and then as the rounds progressed, Ferguson would be the one to, have the advantage. And so anytime there's an opportunity like that, I wouldn't take that Ferguson side in that scenario. I wouldn't take, as it pertains to this fight, it's just a complete stay away just due to that reason. And so it just kind of makes it tough to predict who's going to win this fight because, as I said, they're both threatening finishers. I do give the wrestling and grappling advantage to Teixeira. On paper, you know, he is the superior BJJ practitioner. He's a second degree black belt. He's medaled in men's submission wrestling. All these things, you know, I think he's a better wrestler. Smith is not a good defensive wrestler. Has a takedown defense of 51% per UFCstats.com. You know, he's taken down by Uzdemir. Had his back taken there. Taken down by John Jones. He's been taken down in other fights. You know, Smith is just not a good defensive wrestler or a good defensive grappler, despite having a BJJ black belt. You know, Smith constantly puts himself on in bad spots in the mat. You know, he has this tendency to curl up, and he's not defending intelligently in that scenario. You know, I have visual images in my written breakdown showing this, you know, against Volkan Uzdemir, against Hector Lombard, against John Jones. Like, he puts himself in this, like, he's like in a curled up position, and he's not defending himself intelligently. It's just not a good look for somebody that, you know, should be defending themselves on the ground. So due to Smith's vulnerabilities in the wrestling and in the grappling, I have to favor Glover in that area. Despite Glover looking vulnerable in some grappling exchanges against Krylov, you know, I have to say that Smith has looked more vulnerable on the mat. And so that is going to be what Glover will need to rely on to win this fight, I think, primarily. I do think he could have some success in the striking exchanges, but I think it will be in his best interest to keep the fight to the ground. That is just a more clear path to victory. Glover can win a striker's battle, sure, but I think that that will be where he's most at risk. You know, Smith does have power in his hands. You know, Smith isn't a great technical striker, but I do think he will have the speed advantage. Smith will have the power advantage, the durability advantage. And so, and they're both pretty comparable in terms of striking output. So I think for those reasons, I'm going to favor Smith in the striking exchanges. That's why I think the clear path to victory for Teixeira is to shoot takedowns on Smith, earn top control time, pass the guard, work for a submission. Because again, I think that the striking exchanges will favor Smith. You know, Teixeira, yeah, he's the technique is there. I've just been noticing in fights against Nikita Krylov, for instance, he's getting tagged up a lot. You know, he's not seeing these strikes as good as, say, he did a few years ago. So it's a bit concerning, you know, seeing his striking defense and combined with the fact that he's been getting hurt in recent fights. You know, I'm going to favor Smith in the striking. And so it kind of just comes down to basically, does Smith, you know, hurt Teixeira in the striking exchanges and win, or does, you know, Teixeira win the fight via the grappling and wrestling? And, you know, I know that I'm favoring Teixeira in the grappling and wrestling, but I do think that Smith is a bigger threat to finish Teixeira than vice versa, you know, in terms of the Teixeira scenario that's on the ground. Because again, Smith is a black belt himself. You know, despite being in vulnerable spots on the mat, he is difficult to submit. So I'm just going to lean with Smith. I trust his, again, I trust his power. I trust his durability more. I trust him to make it through the grappling and wrestling exchanges more than I trust Teixeira to make it through the striking exchanges. You know, I think from a completely blank perspective, I do think that the striking exchanges will be competitive, assuming that no fighter hurts the other, but I think it'll be a slight advantage in favor of Smith just due to that speed, power, and durability. Then also he's got the threat of knocking out Teixeira. So that's basically the way the main event breaks down. Does Smith's striking advantage overcome the wrestling and grappling advantage of Teixeira? I'm going to lean yes, and I'm going to pick Smith to win inside the distance in round three. So that is my totally free breakdown of this main event between Glover Teixeira and Anthony Smith. No bet either way. It's just it's one of those matchups. I'm picking Smith to win, but I honestly would not be surprised to see Teixeira win. As I mentioned, he's got a clear path to victory, and clearly Smith has looked vulnerable in that facet of MMA. So hope that serves you all well. Hope you enjoyed this free breakdown. Like I said before, I do want to keep rolling these out once a week here. It's mainly going to be the main event for the time being. I'm going to break down the main event next week and so forth. So really looking forward to this card, guys. If you would like to reach out to me, I can be found on Twitter at AJMMABetting. My website is www.AJsActionPackSportsBets.com. And I hope you all have a nice day. Thank you.